Unit 97, the Oregon Trail. The United States was settled by people moving west. The eastern part of the country was settled fairly early. But in the mid-1800s, people were talking about going far western regions. They heard about rich farmland along the west coast. They heard about gold in California. Many wanted to start over, to build new lives. They wanted to be pioneers. One trail in particular was utilized by these pioneers. It was the Oregon Trail. It began at Independence, Missouri. It ended in Fort Vancouver, Oregon. The distance was about 2,000 miles. Travel on this trail was hard. The first part of it crossed the dusty plains. Here the weather changed constantly. Then it climbed and crossed the Rockies through the steep, hard South Pass. Most people traveled the trail by covered wagon. Inside the wagon were all their possessions. Women and children usually rode and slept in there. Wagons had canvas tops. These were soaked in oil. This made them rainproof. Usually, oxen pulled the wagons. People brought these animals along to plow their new farms. But the oxen couldn't climb well. They had to be pushed up mountain passes. Often wagons got stuck in the mud. Then people would have to lighten the wagons. Sometimes this meant throwing out possessions. If there was no bridge across the river, the oxen had to haul the wagon across. Along the trail were several forts. People could pick up some supplies at these and repair broken wheels or axles. But food, water, and wood were usually hard to get. Between 1845 and 1859, about 280,000 people used the Oregon Trail to go west.